今天记住的历史人物简易。
Today's easy to remember historical figures.
你有没有发现职场里有一种人，平时不显山不露水？
Have you noticed that there are some people in the workplace who are quiet and unassuming?
但奇怪的是
，Surprisingly，
裁员美塔内斗。
He didn't fight against the layoffs.
美塔换了五任老板。
He has had 5 different bosses.
他还在。
He is still there.
而且越做越晚。
And the more I delay, the worse it gets.
可能会想
，You might think，
这种人肯定是老油条，会站队，会拍马。
These people are definitely experienced and know how to queue and take pictures.
但我告诉你
，I tell you。
600年前
600 years ago，
大明朝有一个更夸张的存在。
During the Ming Dynasty, there was an even more exaggerated existence.
他从朱元璋时期入世。
He entered the world during the reign of the Ming Dynasty.
历经洪武、建文、永乐。
Witness the rise and fall of the Ming Dynasty.
洪熙、宣德、
Hong Zin，
五个皇帝在吏部尚书的位置上掌管天下官员任免长达20多年。
5 emperors held the position of minister of personnel, controlling the appointment and dismissal of officials for over 20 years.
更牛的是五个皇帝。
Even more impressive is the fact that there are 5 emperors.
没有一个猜忌。
There is no suspicion.
他死后皇帝为他辍朝。
After his death, the emperor stopped his studies.
追赠太师，谥号中定。他的名字是明太祖朱元璋亲笔题写的，简易。
Posthumous title and name were written in a simple style by the Ming Emperor Zhu Yuanzhang.
今天咱们就扒一扒这个被历史严重低估的不倒翁，到底藏着什么样的生存智慧。
Today, let's delve into the hidden survival wisdom of this historical figure who was severely underestimated.
简易原名简容。早年考上进士。
Simple, original, and concise.
第一次在朱元璋面前奏事。
The first time I presented myself before Emperor Zhu Yuanzhang.
他就跟别人不一样。
He was different from others.
别人在朱元璋面前腿都打哆嗦。
When others stood in front of Zhu Yuanzhang, their legs trembled.
朱元璋什么脾气？杀人不眨眼的。
Zhu Yuanzhang had a terrible temper and killed people without hesitation.
你磕巴一下，可能就拉出去了。
You can just take a sip and you'll be done.
但简易不慌。
But don't be hasty.
言语清晰。
Clear speech.
态度诚恳。
Sincere attitude.
不夸张。
No exaggeration.
也不隐瞒。
Don't hide it.
把所有事说得明明白白。
To speak everything clearly and explicitly.
奏完，朱元璋看了他很久。
After watching Zhu Yuanzhang.
然后提起笔亲。
Then pick up the pen.
手写了一个大字。
I wrote a big word.
意，跟他说。
Easy to follow him.
你以后就叫简易吧。
You can call me simple from now on.
易就是形式合乎道义。
The essence is that the form is in accordance with morality.
值得托付。
Worth trusting.
你看，什么叫个人品牌？皇帝赐字。
What do you think is a personal brand emperor's decree?
那还不得上热搜。
That's not something that can be trending.
但在绝对的权威面前。
In the face of absolute authority.
他连 装的机会都没有。简易拿到的这个认证。
He obtained this certification without even having a chance to apply.
靠的不是口才，是发自骨子里的靠谱。
It's not about relying on your words. It's about relying on what's deep in your heart.
朱老板阅人无数，杀过的官比。
Mr. Zhu has seen countless people, but he has never seen anyone as ruthless as Glarm.
你认识的人都多。
You have many friends.
他一眼就看出了这个人身上最稀缺的品质。
He immediately recognized the most rare quality in this person.
事事有回音。
Everything echoes.
件件有着落。
Each and every one of them.
熬过朱元璋已经是地狱难度了。
Surviving Zhu Yuanzhang is already hellish difficulty.
但更难的还在后头。
But the real challenge is yet to come.
朱棣发动靖难之役。
Emperor Zhu Dai launched the Jingnan incident.
夺了皇位。
Seized the throne.
朝局是天翻地覆。
The situation has changed dramatically.
随后
Subsequently,
朱棣年年北征，把国政扔给太子朱高炽监国。太子身边是最危险的职业。
Emperor Zhu Dai's annual northern campaigns often left the state affairs in the hands of Prince Yu Baoche, who was in charge of the country.
你帮太子干好了。
You helped the prince.
皇帝猜忌你结党。
The emperor suspects you of forming a faction.
你帮太子干砸了两边的锅。
You helped the prince to cook both sides of the pot.
都扣在你头上。
All on your head.
而简易就是被指定辅佐监国的核心大臣。
And Jairne was appointed as the core minister of the Ministry of Supervision.
他怎么做？史书上四个字。
How did he do it? Four words in the history books.
裁决。
Verdict.
如流，事无停滞。
As the flow continues without stopping.
不站队。
Don't stand on the sidelines.
不表态。
Not to comment.
只做事，太子交代的政务。
Only to handle matters as instructed by the prince.
他以最专业。
He is the most professional.
最高效的方式处理掉。他熟谙典章制度。
The most efficient way to get rid of his familiar system.
谁想找他的茬都找不到。
Who wants to find his name, but can't find it?
因为他做的每一个决策都有据可查。
Because every decision he makes is traceable.
合乎规矩。
Proper.
不留尾巴。
No tail.
他和当时的户部尚书夏元吉。
He was a member of the lower court of the Ministry of Personnel at that time.
并称简夏。是朝廷运转的实际轴承。
And below is the actual axis of the imperial government's operation.
当所有人都在猜
When everyone is guessing.
朱棣会不会换太子时
When did Emperor Zhu Dai change the heir?
简易用极致的专业稳住了风雨飘摇的权力交接。
Successfully navigate the turbulent power transition with simplicity and professionalism.
那如果 你以为简易只是个会做事的老实人
If you think that Jane is just a hard-working and honest person,
那你就小看他了
Then you're underestimating him.
他当过最久、权力最大的官，是吏部尚书。管天下所有官员的任免升迁。
He was the longest serving official to hold the position of Minister of Personnel, responsible for appointing and promoting all government officials.
这个位置在哪个朝代都是肥的流油的肥产。
This location is a rich and abundant source of fuel, regardless of the dynasty.
也就是盯得最紧的那个火坑。
That's the one I'm most concerned about.
多少人在这上面栽了？
How many people have fallen victim to this?
但简易一干就是二十多年。
But I've been using it for over 20 years.
他的秘密是什么？
What is his secret?
眼光向下。
Look down.
他反反复复说一句话。
He repeated the same sentence over and over again.
手令贤则民安。
If the rulers are virtuous, the people will be peaceful.
意思是知州、县令这些最基层地方官才是老百姓的命根子。
The county magistrates of Jeju County are the lifeline of the people.
他不是只盯着朝廷里那几个光鲜的位置。
He wasn't just focused on the few prominent positions within the imperial court.
而是把大量的精力放在选拔和考核基层官员上。
Instead, focus a lot of energy on selecting and evaluating grassroots officials.
他知道大厦稳不稳。
He knows whether the building is stable or not.
看地基，不看塔尖。
Focus on the foundation, not the top.
然后就是清正自守。
Then he confessed to the authorities.
二十多年的人事大权，想给他送钱的人能排出几条街。
There are probably dozens of people who could have given him money, given his power in HR for over two decades.
但他从不以权谋私。
But he never abused his power.
他选人的标准。
His criteria for choosing people
就两条，能力与操守。
Regarding the two abilities and principles,
他自己先要做到。
He must first achieve this.
所以那些想走捷径的人，
So those who want to take shortcuts,
在他这里就自动闭嘴。权力，
He has the right to be silent here.
这个东西有人把它当春药。
Some people use this as a drug.
有人把它当责任。简易用二十年证明了它是后者。讲了这么多。
Some people consider it a simple responsibility. 20 years of evidence proves that it is the latter.
你可能觉得简易是个刻板的老古板。
You might think that Jirony is a stereotypical old-fashioned person.
但其实同僚对他的评价最多的一个词是宽厚。
But in fact, the most common word colleagues used to describe him was generous.
从不疾言厉色，下属犯了错。
Never scold or reprimand subordinates for making mistakes.
他不在公开场合批评，
He no longer criticizes in public,
而是私下叫过来，和和气气地指出问题。
Instead, I would privately call them and politely point out the problem.
给你留足体面。
Give him a dignified appearance.
在明初那些惊涛骇浪的政治斗争中。
Amid the tumultuous political struggles of the early Ming dynasty,
他既没有像杨士奇，
he neither had the same ambition as Yang Shiki,
杨荣那样的锋芒毕露，
Kang Rong's brazenness,
主导朝局，
lead the way to the chrysanthemum,
也没有像严嵩那样拉帮结派，
there were no such cliques as those led by Yan Song.
排除异己，
exclude others.
他默默站在三阳身边，互相支持。
He stood silently beside her, offering her support.
而不结党，
without forming factions.
共同撑起了仁宣之治。
Together, they supported the prosperity of Renxian.
这个大明最黄金的那个时代。
This was the most golden age of the Ming Dynasty.
你发现没有，真正的强大
Have you noticed that true strength is not
不是浑身带刺
Not covered in spikes
而是温和的
Instead, it is gentle
让人不敢
Make people dare not
也不忍心伤害你
I don't want to hurt you
他创造了一个极低的内耗的人际环境
He created a very low conflict interpersonal environment.
把所有的能量都用在了做事上。
Put all the energy into doing things.
而不是防人上。找准了自己的位置。
Instead, he found his position.
简易的一生不是什么惊涛骇浪的爽剧。
A simple life is not a thrilling drama.
它像一块温润的玉，不冰冷，不刺眼。
It is like a smooth, cool jade, neither cold nor sharp.
但坚硬持久。
But it is firm and durable.
它留给我们现代人最容易忽略。
It leaves the most easily overlooked things for modern people.
却最致命的道理。
The most deadly lesson.
靠谱永远是这个时代最稀缺的个人品牌。才华横溢的人到处都是。
Reliability is the rarest personal brand talent in this era.
但你敢把身家性命托付给他的人。
But you dare to entrust your life and property to him.
有几个。朱元璋赐他义字。
He was given a righteous character by Zhu Yuanjing.
就是这个意思。
This is the meaning.
做一个让人放心的人胜过一百次。
A good person is better than 100.
让人惊艳。
Amazing.
还要把手里的事做到极致。
Also, make sure to do the things you have at hand to the best of your ability.
是穿越任何周期的船票
A ticket to travel through any period
五朝皇帝风格迥异
Five emperors, each with a distinct style
有人嗜杀
Some are fond of killing
有人多疑
Some are suspicious
有人好大喜功
Some people are very boastful
但谁都需要一个能干活
But everyone needs someone who can work.
能把政务裁决如流的人。
Someone who can handle administrative decisions smoothly.
与其追逐风口。
Instead of chasing trends.
不如打磨。
Instead of polishing.
那些永远被需要的能力。在下。
The skills that will always be in demand are listed below.
最后，宽厚待人。
Finally, be generous and kind.
本质上是对自己的善待。
Essentially, it's about being kind to yourself.
处处争锋，睚眦必报。
Everywhere there is competition, and everyone is determined to get revenge.
消耗的是你自己的心力
It consumes your own strength
在守住底线的原则下
Under the principle of safeguarding the bottom line
多一份包容
More tolerance
多顾全一点
Take care of yourself
别人的体面
Other people's dignity
你会发现路会越走越宽
You will find that the road is getting wider and wider.
你也不知道哪一天曾经的一个善意会变成你过河的桥。
You don't know which day a kind gesture will turn into a bridge for you to cross.
简易去世后
After the death of Jiren Yi,
明宣宗下令辍朝一日为他举哀谥号。
Emperor Hongshun ordered the court to suspend for one day to mourn his deceased son.
忠殿，忠于职
Loyal to duty.
守定国安邦
Protect the national security.
他的一生告诉我们
His life tells us.
不必做夜空中最耀眼的流星
Don't be the brightest meteor in the night sky.
做一颗始终亮着的恒星也很好
It's also good to be a star that always shines.
在这个浮躁的时代里
In this fast-paced era,
沉稳的品格与扎实的才能永远是最稀缺的通行证
A steady character and solid ability are always the most valuable credentials.
你觉得呢
What do you think?
关注我带你透过历史缝隙
Follow me and I will take you through the gaps of history.
看懂人情世故
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn one historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.